give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I'm dreaming of, baby.
That is both sultry and seductive. There, I said it.
Can
not
I just
say
what New York Times has said?
Sultry and seductive?
Conjures echoes of Billie Holiday and Ricky Lee Jones with a hint of Betty Boop. And she is with us right now, Antonia Bennett. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
That sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
You could do that for a living.
I do do that.
Oh, all right. Well, that worked out nicely.
All right. So I'm sure with your father being the one and only legendary Tony Bennett, you did a little singing next to him when you were a young girl.
I did, and I still do. I open a good majority of his shows.
How cool is that?
It's awesome.
Can I we'll talk about you, I promise, but I just have to ask you this. Your dad is like this iconic, just perfect, perfect singer. And he was very popular for a while, and that popularity never really waned. It just kept growing and growing and growing to the point where, like, kids who are in their teens or early 20s, they love him just as much as people have been listening to him for 50 years. What's the secret to that? What is he doing?
Well, I think it's two things. One, it's definitely him. He's unlike nobody I've really ever met before in the sense that he's always looking forward. He's mm-hmm. always continuing to practice. He still does his scales every day. And he generally loves being around people. He's a people person. He loves his public. And I think that that he just is really an amazing being.
Yeah.
But my brother also had quite a lot to do with that. I mean, there were times that his career wasn't doing as well as it is now. He was always well known and recognized. And he always sold out shows and things. But, you know, he took a break from recording at one point, and, you know, my brother really, you know, just brought his career back and said, you know, you should start singing these other places. And then they did MTV Unplugged.
Right.
And then the whole resurgence really started to happen. And because he's been able to sustain himself for so long in good physical and good voice, you know, that he's unlike anybody I've ever seen before.
And Gaga. Lady Gaga loves him.
With Lady Gaga.
Yeah. You know, and they have like this super amazing rapport with one another, and it's very sincere. And
sure.
You can see that's why it works.
But they're almost similar and yet very different. I mean, she is just at her inner core. She's a talented musician.
She sure is, yeah.
You know, again, maybe I didn't love her at first when I first heard her, but she's got soul. It comes from the heart, just like your father.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's not easy to do what she does. And so even if you're not a fan of her original music because it's too poppy or whatever, you know, you can't deny it. That takes a lot of hard work and talent and guts. And she's really an artist. She takes something, she makes it her own.
Yeah.
And she can fit into a lot of different genres. She knows how to morph herself into a lot of different things. And that comes from being a master at a master craftsman.
Sure, of course. I always think, Antonia, if you have a parent, a mother or a father who has excelled in a certain business, it's got to be a mixed blessing when you want to go into that same business. Has that been the case for you?
You know, people always say that to me, and I kind of have a stock answer for it, but it really is the truth. I have the choice to stand in his light,
right.
And I choose to do that. And because of that, I'm able to stand on my own.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really know any different. This is the deck of cards I've been given. So I can't really say how it would be if I wasn't with him. This is my reality. This is what I know. I love to sing. I get this great opportunity to do it. And every time I get to stand on stage and do what I love to do, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's somewhere that you can see Antonia Bennett, and it is the Club Arcata. Now, you know the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. This is, I believe, the fourth floor of the theater, and mm-hmm. it's like a 1920s speakeasy and showroom. Ron Onesti has done a wonderful job with this place, just a beautiful, traditional, authentic theater, and now this speakeasy up above, Club Arcata. I've been dying to go there, and condolences to Ron Onesti, who just lost his mother, Elena Onesti. So sorry about that. Some tickets are still available, but I understand you're going to be playing to a lot of people.
Oh, that's great.
So you don't mind that.
I love
Bring
that.
Bring them on. Bring
Some
the
tickets
in.
Still available, but you got to get in there.
I'm a big ham at heart, so the more
Are you?
The better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you feed off that, though?
Yeah, I do, of course.
Go back to your childhood for just a little bit, Antonia. Was there a defining moment where you said to yourself, there's other things, there's other career paths I could take, but it's going to be music, it's going to be show business. Do you remember that?
Well, I think it came pretty early on. I just didn't know in what form, because everything that I was good at was some art form. Mm-hmm. I was a dancer. I loved to paint when I was a kid. I went to acting school. I was acting. And all of those things I really loved to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really came down to when I started applying for colleges that I had to kind of hone in and make a choice. And music is always what came the most naturally to me. And I figured, well, if I'm going to have to work really hard at something, mm-hmm. I want the payoff to be sweet for me.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really when I, you know, if I had to be spending all this time doing something and if I had to pick one thing, that's what it would be. And that's what it has been all these years.
Perfect.
You've performed with some legendary people when you were at a young age, like Rosemary Clooney, Count Basie, Regis Philbin, Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
He keeps coming up on the show, the
love
late great.
Don Rickles. What was that
Don
like?
Rickles.
Did he scare you, though, as a child?
No, as a child, not. And by the way, when he's not on stage, he is the nicest.
That's what we've heard.
Sweetest. Mm-hmm. I know everybody calls him the insult comic. And by the way, when I was opening for him, he did like rip me a new one. But then he came right off stage. And the first thing he said to me was, "Oh, Antonia, you're just so beautiful and you sound so great." And I was like, "What? Who is this man?" You know, like 2 minutes before. But, you know, that really is who he was. And, you know, he always made a point to ask me about my family,
yeah.
my family life. He was a very sincere person.
And he cared. He wasn't just asking for the sake of asking. He cared, didn't he?
He was a very caring person.
Yeah. Yep.
Any more albums coming up with you and your father?
Well, with me and my dad, no. I'm working on a record right now that hopefully will be out in the next 6 months, and mostly original material. I'm writing all the material myself. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And what's that called?
Well, I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't?
I'm still working on all the... I have to pick my favorite song or a concept, and then. But I'm writing all the music still right now, so it's still in the beginning stages.
There is, from the song that we just heard and other songs that Wendy and I listened to, there's a very torchy, kind of an almost 1940s flow to the sound that you have. Is that a conscious effort?
Not really.
No?
I mean, I like old music, so of course that's coming out, I guess. And I've listened to everything from, you know, singers and musicians from the 1920s to...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listen to everything. I don't just listen to jazz, too. I listen to country and pop, and I take influences from everywhere, but this is the way I sing, and I tend to always surround myself with musicians who know how to play that music, and so it just comes out like that.
But being compared to Billie Holiday is not the worst thing in the world, is
Are
it?
You kidding me?
That's not a bad
I
move.
Can't believe it, and I have the same birthday as her, too.
Oh, even better.
See?
That's
so
even
that's
better.
That's a little spooky.
Yeah.
And you grew up with the likes of Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. Were they like uncles to you?
Well, I mean, they were always around. My mom and Dean's wife, Jeannie, were very close friends. And so at Christmas or holiday parties, they were always there. And
I know you say when you grow up in surroundings like that, you don't know any better. That's just the life. But is there ever a time where somebody says to you, you're hanging out with show business royalty, your dad and all those guys that we just mentioned. That's the cream of the crop. Does it ever...
But I think that doesn't happen until you're older, because when you're a kid, you're a little bit more protected. And I went to school in Beverly Hills. I mean,
everyone's
was like the
famous.
Child of somebody.
Right.
That's true.
And you know, the only time I knew that consciously that people were doing special, that he was special because
yeah.
people were doing special things. And my mom... you know, had this thing on Christmas where Santa Claus would come on Christmas Eve because he knew that, you know, Dad was an entertainer and he had to work at night. And so we would open our presents on Santa would show up to our house. We'd open our presents on Christmas Eve so they could sleep in a little bit in the morning. So there were things like that, and that didn't seem very far-fetched because everybody was making exceptions right. for him all the time.
And Santa Zelfs, in your case, were Vic Damone and Jerry Vale and guys like that. That's not the worst thing in the world either.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a Santa that came every year, and then one year that guy got sick. And the Santa that came every year played the violin. And then one year, I finally, you know, like in the third grade or whatever, I started playing the violin. And the, you know, my mom got like this mystery Santa last minute, you know, to come in and be Santa. And I was like, look, Santa, I play the violin now. You want to play? And he was like, kid, I don't play the violin. So now, you know, I finally found out that,
that'll mess you up.
Yeah,
right there.
That was a little mental.
Oh, that's terrible. Santa doesn't play the violin.
It's very sad to find out on Christmas that,
oh, no.
you know, my Santa wasn't real.
Oh, no.
So what are you going to be doing at Club Arcata? A little jazz, a little everything?
I'm going to be singing mostly standards with a nice little trio and just songs that I love.
A little upright bass going on?
A little upright bass, nice who's, drum kit.
Is there an average fan of yours? Like, when you look into the audience, who's out there? Who are you seeing?
You know, I think it really varies. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I get a lot of people between, I think my audience is like 30 to
60.
Yeah, maybe, but mm-hmm. the 80, they don't always come out, but mm-hmm. sometimes they do. I mean, look at my dad. He's 90.
How old is he? He's 90.
Yeah, and he's in great shape. He'll be 91 in August, so.
He's the most well-preserved 91-year-old I've ever seen. He's in perfect shape.
I know.
90 is the new 60, though. It really yeah. is. You look at all these legends. Look at, like, Paul McCartney's, what, 75 years old?
Yeah.
Who can believe that?
I can't.
If Paul McCartney came out now, they would call him a jazz musician.
Right. You're right. That's
they
absolutely
would put
right.
him on a jazz label.
How's your dad with the Alec Baldwin impression on Saturday Night Live? Does your dad
oh,
like that?
He loves it.
Good.
Yeah, he loves Alec. Alec has been coming. First of all, he does the best Tony Bennett impression of anybody I've seen a lot of people do it over the years in Vegas, but he's definitely the best one. He's really nailed it. And he's been coming to show. I mean, I remember the first time I saw Alec at one of Dad's shows, I think it was at the Blue Note.
Wow.
You know, and I must have been like 15 or I think I was 15 years old. And he came and with his brother, Billy, and wife. And, you know, he's been doing like a study for a long time. And he's really, there are certain things that he gets that really only if you know him
yeah.
do you know that that is him. And he does it. It's so authentic.
Yeah.
He just nails it. I think he does great impressions of just about anybody that he
does.
Yeah.
Who would have thought he'd be a great impressionist? Seriously.
Right. It's hard to fathom,
because
but he does
it for real.
Yeah.
That's why. He really does it for real. It's funny, but he plays it serious.
But the essence of your dad, and I'm telling you, like, you don't know this, is there's a calmness and a coolness that your dad just owns. He's so calm and so cool. It's beautiful to watch.
It
know?
Is, yeah.
And so sweet and so appreciative and so humble. Did you ever see him lose his temper?
Well, what? Come on. You know, I mean.
Because I don't believe it happened.
Yeah.
Everybody loses their temper.
Even Tony Bennett. You heard it here first.
What advice has he given you, Antonio? Has he said, if you're going to do this for a career, try this or do this? Has that happened once or twice?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that he's told me the most is really very simple advice, but very good advice, which is breathe before each phrase, which is very simple, but people forget to do it. And when you sing the words, I love you, make sure that you really mean it.
Yeah, that's solid advice.
Goosebumps.
That's very solid advice. If Lady Gaga has a child, will you do a duet with that child?
You know, if she's good,
of
course.
All right, that's
you know,
fair.
Why not?
All right.
You are stunningly beautiful. Your voice is just as beautiful. And we look forward to being at the newly unveiled Club Arcata 1920 Speakeasy and Showroom. very intimate setting, only 100 guests per show, Friday, Saturday, two shows on Saturday, so three shows total. You can go to oshows.com or arcadalive.com. She's Antonia Bennett, and it is a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, anytime. Always a welcome. Okay, we'll take a quick break. News is coming up in just a little bit, and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.